We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at 9:38. Chatting with Jason Smith. He's the Chamber President and CEO here at Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And I've been on the job here almost a month, right?
This is my fourth week, so just about finished fourth week. So, yeah, 25th was my official first day. So,
okay,
getting close.
Getting close to that.
I'll be an old-timer, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I know you have some time that you've spent professionally up in Lincoln, and I understand you guys have an inter-region trip next month, actually, in Lincoln.
Yeah, that was an interesting coincidence. The chamber leadership had identified Lincoln as a community they wanted to visit on their inter-region trip, and this is something I think goes back about 5 years where a large group of community leaders, chamber leaders, we'll make trips a couple days to regional cities or areas that have some similarities to Manhattan, some ongoing projects that are similar to things that are going on in Manhattan as well. And so historically they've taken trips, and I may not get all these right, but historically they've taken trips to Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is, of course, where the University of Arkansas is, Columbia, Missouri, where the University of Missouri is, and Ames, Iowa. And then part of the Ames trip, they stopped in Omaha. And so when I was interviewing for the position, they told me at that time, oh, and by the way, we're doing an inter-region trip to Lincoln. I go, oh, yeah, because they asked me if I knew some of the people they've been working with and which are the people at the chamber where I'd worked for 10 years. And I said, yeah, because my boss that was there, still the president, and the gentleman that's running their economic development division actually hired, so he got promoted when I left. So when I got the position, one of the first assignments was, well, hey, can you help us fill out this agenda for the Lincoln trip? And it's going to be a lot of fun for me and hopefully for everyone else too. But it'll be an opportunity, number one, to get to see a lot of people that I spent a lot of time with because, again, I was there for nearly a decade. And we do have some speakers, including people who I worked with and people who worked for me when I was there, and some of my board members who have agreed to give up their time and come meet with our leadership. And then we have a little bit of a crossover because Olson Engineering is actually headquartered in Lincoln, and of course our treasurer is with Olson on our local board, and so Olson is hosting a big reception for all of us when we're there. And they have a new headquarter facilities that that coincidentally the last event that I went to in Lincoln as a staff member was the groundbreaking for that headquarters. So that'll be kind of a cool thing to get to go back and see as well. But personal stories aside, I think these provide really good opportunities. I think sometimes communities get real wrapped up in sort of the internal politics and the internal issues that all communities face, and they don't realize that, oh, there's a great big world out there, and we have to be competitive in this great big world. And what are some other communities doing to be competitive in the areas that we talked about earlier? How do you attract visitors? How do you attract residents? How do you retain talent? How do you grow your entrepreneurial ecosystem? How do you attract new jobs? How do you leverage university? Those are the things that I think that as leaders in the community, going out and seeing how these other communities do those things, because in some cases they don't do it as well as we do. And there's some things I know in Lincoln. I know these for a fact that Manhattan does much better than Lincoln. But that doesn't mean that there aren't things that Lincoln does that we shouldn't look at, see, and if there's things we can bring back and Manhattanize them, bring them to our own culture and take best practices and figure out how to implement them here. We should do that. And I think there have been some things historically that the community has seen in other communities that they've been able to learn from and maybe adjust some things that we were doing here. So I'm excited about it. The other thing that I think is great about these inter-region visits, and I've done them in several communities, but the time on the bus is really valuable too. because you are locked in a bus with 60 of your closest friends. In this case, for about 6 hours, 3 hours up, 3 hours back. And there's a lot of really good conversations that can take place on the bus for people maybe you only see in a specific setting and you're very specifically talking about an issue, whereas here it's a lot more casual. You maybe talk about issues that otherwise you wouldn't even know that this person had an expertise in. And so those are the really valuable things that come out. It's relationship building. It's talking. It's the interaction that I think is really important. And we have 60 people signed up to go. We have people actually from across the region, Pottawatomie County. We have people from Junction City. There are a number of people that will be attending this, and elected officials, business leaders. So I'm really excited about it, aside from the fact that it's an opportunity for me to see some of my old friends. So,
yeah. Well, I having spent time living in Nebraska myself, I know how, especially in the outstate, you know, the smaller communities, a lot of people are moving to Lincoln. They're moving to Omaha. And, you know, there's a reason for that. And I know a lot of it has to do with the university being there. But there's job opportunities there as well. I know they've got that Nebraska Innovation Campus. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a neat deal here. K-State's doing some similar things here as well, but I don't think people realize just how much the two communities have a lot in common.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the things that are going on at Innovation Campus, and I was there when that happened. Now, the interesting thing about Lincoln is they were willing to let, because the Innovation Campus is on the old state fairgrounds, and in order to get that for the campus, they had to let the state fair move to another city. So that was – they gave up a lot in order to make that happen. We have – with the North Campus Corridor in Manhattan, we have a lot of the same opportunities that they had with Innovation Campus. And we do have some representatives from the foundation and the university who will be attending this as well. And we are going to be at Innovation Campus. So what are some lessons – that we can learn from their team, from the Innovation Campus team, and bring back with some of the efforts that we're trying to do with North Campus Corridor, because that's going to be really important, I think, for us as we try to leverage some of the research, technology, entrepreneurship that comes out of the university, whether it's students, professors, private industry that wants to be close to something that's going on there. You know, we have to be prepared and have the things necessary for those kind of opportunities to land, grow, and eventually become economic engines for our community.
Yeah, that North Campus Corridor, I know that's going to be a big thing the next few years here for not only you, but the city government here. Just how that transforms here over the next decade could really move the needle one way or the other here.
Yeah, that's Manhattan. That is something that I really appreciate about Manhattan. Manhattan is very aspirational. Mm-hmm. And so we have several fairly significant projects that we're ready to tackle, and the business community's all in. Our elected officials are very supportive. That's pretty cool and not always something that you see in university cities, because university cities And Manhattan is this too, but university cities tend to be very thoughtful, and sometimes thoughtful becomes cynical, and so it's I think it's really awesome the way that Manhattan has this thoughtful environment where we think about things and we let people provide input, but at the end of the day, we don't allow that to turn into cynicism and basically squash anything that might have merit or value or opportunities moving forward.
All right. Well, it sounds like this will be an interesting trip for you, obviously both personally and professionally here. And what are the days on that trip?
It's May 6th and 7th.
May 6th and 7th.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we're full. Or I would say, you know, if you're a chamber member or someone's interested, let us know. But as it stands right now, the bus is full. So, which is great. That's a great mm-hmm. problem to have. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Jason Smith after this on News Radio KMAN.